Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy. Come to the Friend Zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy.
Hello and welcome along.
Oh shit.
No, but you got the right idea. It's the Friend Zone. That's right. For those of you wanting to listen to mine and Tim Batt's plight as we continue to punish ourselves with Sex and the City, this is not the podcast for you. To those of you who just want to check in with us and one another and see how life's going, enjoy all that is great about friendship, you've come to the right place. I am Guy Montgomery, joined online, as always, by Tim. How are you, my friend?
So good, Guy. You've got this lovely puppy who's incredibly destructive.
Yeah.
But oh so cute.
Well, this was sort of impromptu, this conversation. We didn't plan it. And I was saying, can we go now? Like, can you record now? And you wrote back, not exactly. This fucking dog, man. Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about a quarter of the work of having a baby.
I'm up to my eyeballs in dog.
Yeah.
It's because he's been very good at sleeping. So when he does a big long sleep now, he's got this pent up puppy energy that he's just got to fucking launch somewhere. And I'm the sole parent of this dog during the day. So he's just unleashing all of that onto me. And he also, because he's so young, he doesn't like to play by himself.
Is Rufus in the studio right now?
He's right behind me. He can hear us.
Ah. Has Rufus done a poos in the studio yet?
Nah, man. He's so good at toilet training. He just, like, he's not shit anywhere except where he's supposed to, in the toilet bowl, as we taught him. And he's only done, like, one wee where he shouldn't, and I think that was because he was on a big car journey.
Well, how about that? That's pretty good for a young dog. And so,
pretty good.
It's the morning, you got your dog, you've had some brekkie, life's good?
Life's good, man. Life's pretty good.
You feel good about the day's prospects?
You know what, Guy, I do. I received some good news yesterday. This isn't the usual thing we'd talk about in the Friend Zone, but should I give you a quick...
Please.
I came up with this idea ages ago for a web series, and I won't get into what the story is because someone might take the idea, but I put a proposal in for a little bit of funding and it's got through the first round, so I've got me and my friend Jack have a little bit of money to develop the idea some more and then pitch it as a show, which hopefully they'll give even more money to, all going to plan.
Hey, that's red hot, my friend. Congratulations.
Thank you. We shall see how it goes. I've never written anything before, like, you know, I haven't written a lot of narrative stuff, so I'm not sure if I can. Let's find out.
If nothing else, it'll be a fantastic test.
And Guy, you've been getting right into your bloody street ball recently.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of basketball. I'm looking forward immediately at the commencement of this. I'm going to be going to play my housemate and friend Ken. We've just finished a series where we played the NBA Finals. So we played a best of seven series. And I took it out 4-3, which meant I was treated to dinner and drinks on Ken's dime.
Gorgeous.
And I've spent a lot of today. In fact, not long before talking to you, Tim, I spent 40 minutes talking to the oldest man in America, who's called Curtis something, as he coached me through filing a tax return. and it's really interesting because you get sort of designated. I'm using this thing called TurboTax, and you get designated this tax expert. And it's a one-way call, a camera call. So he's just on the top right corner of my screen, just this guy who is literally moments from death.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's got...
Is he a friend?
Yeah, I'd say he qualified. We had a few smiles and laughs at the end when he was telling me I had to fill out a feedback form. He was like, so you got to be nice. And I was like, of course. So, yeah, it's been, you know, it's what a day. We've got taxes, we've got basketball, we've got a puppy, we've got a bit of development funding. I mean, you know, we're hitting a lot of different creative and age benchmarks between us right now.
There's a lot going on. Don't you think, and we really should get into these messages because I know we don't have long to record. I don't think this is the first time I bring this up either, but the plethora of feedback that we need to provide to service people these days, particularly, well, almost solely for online stuff, but things like Uber as well, it's really sullied human relations because you don't know what people's motives are. You can't tell a nice person anymore from someone just chasing that five-star dream, you know?
Interesting. I think I understand your skepticism, but I think by and large, like, true decency shines through. You know, you still got a sense for the humanity. I think the online feedback forms, what shits me about that is I'm like, you took this job away from a person who was the feedback form, and now, I don't know.
Wait,
know?
What? Was someone back in the day ringing and being like, hey, we just wanted to find out how our coworker did. Can you please narc on them to me, a human?
Yeah, to me, a person. No, not necessarily that, but it's like they outsource everything to machines, and then, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I'd rather not.
And then the machines
it.
Rise up. That's
yeah,
what happens.
Something like that. This message is dated the 17th of December, 2018. Hello, guys. I have a request / proposal for you, but before I get to that, I'd like to give you some backstory on how I got to this point. That
I'd like to hear it.
Truly the record scratch. You're probably wondering how I wound up here of introductory paragraphs. My name is Nathan Lewis. I live in Toledo, Ohio, and I'm a recording engineer. One of my projects is a boring local podcast called Toledo Matters. It's actually a really good name for a small town podcast. I'm also a D&D dungeon master, and about a year ago, someone told me to listen to something called The Adventure Zone. This led to a black hole of binge listening to every episode of this show and all the many other podcasts from the McElroys. Most recently through this process, I've discovered Till Death Do Us Blart. And The Worst Idea of All Time, which I absolutely love.
Yes.
I'd like to ask your permission to do a podcast using your format from Till Death Do Us Blart with my two younger brothers. We'll call this show Till Death Do Us Blank. Now, here's the fun part. If you're okay with this idea, we'd really love you to fill in the blank and pick the movie that my brothers and I will have to watch for the rest of our lives.
Happy feet.
We will, of course, send any listeners we may have back to your shows as the is the impetus for this new future of podcasting format. Please let me know what you think. In either case, keep up the good work. Love all your shows. Thank you. From Nathan. And I don't know if you picked up on that, Nathan, but you are literally going to be watching Happy Feet for the rest of your life because Tim Batt decided on a whim. So I've
That's
just
how
missed
all of our decisions get made.
Absolutely.
And if you want to go by the true format, then it's going to take a split decision call so, from either Guy or myself based on nothing. No other information, just gut.
I'm responding to this message roughly 2 months after it was sent. So this correspondence just got sent out into the world. It just floated in purgatory for 2 months. And then I have provided no apologies for my tardiness. Nothing save for the two words Happy Feet capitalized
Happy Feet.
To represent what movie they'll be watching. So congratulations, Nathan. Good luck with the podcast to you and your brothers. Congratulations, Tim, on a great choice.
Thank you.
And
I'm an executive producer of this podcast now.
Onwards.
I made a decision.
Onwards is the march.
Dear Tim Tam and Mont Blanc. Blank. Mont Blanc? What does that actually mean?
Mont Blanc.
Something white?
Yeah, it's the White Mountain. It's a French, I think it's a French mountain.
Very
Maybe
good.
Even a watch brand?
I'm likely, you, I think you're right. Do you reckon they've ever used Matt LeBlanc? I'll move on. I'm likely too late to stop at this point, but please don't do season 4. I love you brave boys very much, and I don't want to lose you to the madness. Plus, I figure the three of us are roughly the same age now that I've entered my 30s. Listening to my peers describe how they're wasting their youth on a frustrating, arbitrary, and inane activity makes me think about my shitty job too much. Oh, boy. But I'll keep throwing money at you on Patreon either way, so do what you want, I guess. With that said, I wanted to relay a pleasant experience I had on the podcast recently. After finishing the recent re-upload of Season 1, I've begun re-listening to Season 2. And at about the episode... At about the 24-minute mark in Episode 8, Drummer, Tim excitedly describes what he believes to be a Linux desktop running on Samantha's computer. Although it was mostly just for the bit, did my heart good to hear a seemingly normal person wax enthusiastically about free, as in beer, and as in freedom, and open source software and the community around it. I also feel glad knowing that there's at least one person out there to whom I'd never have to explain why iTunes won't work on my weird computer. And my favorite bit is when Tim replies to Guy's question, is Linux good or bad, with, it's good, it's open source, brother, it's the future. That's all, you good sweet boys. Please survive long enough to do another show in the States. Say my name at full force. Stuart Lepresti from Florida. Sorry, Rufus, he got a little upset at my volume.
Well, thank you, Stuart. I felt like a lot of that correspondence was probably more in the Tim Bat wheelhouse than the G-Mont car.
True that.
But a pleasure, as always. And I remember Tim very excitedly observing that. I was excited because Tim was excited.
I think it turned out to be like a really old version of... It was like XP or something, just at a weird resolution, so it looked funky.
Tim, this was sent on the 17th of December 2018, and it's just a link to a news article that says, see this, keep up the good work, fellas. The headline is... Missouri poacher forced to repeatedly watch Bambi while in prison.
Ah, yes.
And did you catch wind of this story?
Yeah, this is one of those fabulous news stories that we get sent a few times on Twitter when they happen, and I love getting them. It's bloody funny.
A US poacher in Missouri has been ordered to repeatedly watch Bambi as part of a sentence for illegally killing hundreds of deers. He's been sentenced, ordered to watch it at least once a month during his year-long jail sentence.
Deer?
Yeah, he's been killing deer.
What a fuck. Although, I don't know, maybe deer, are they a problem anywhere in the States? Namely, where this guy is?
No, he was a poacher, so what he was doing
he's a poacher.
Illegal.
Sorry, right. I got my attention split by a puppy who does not realize how high the jump is off this chair.
This guy sounds like a real ass, and I do like it when judges get creative with their punishments or their sentences in this way. So thank you for the correspondence, Steve, and go fuck yourself, Ben.
It's always interesting, isn't it, when judges get a little rambunctious, because it makes for a bloody good headline, but then you're like, well, hold on a minute, you're the judge.
Yeah.
You should probably not be, you know, having a lot of fun at work with your creativity.
No, but, you know, they can. Also, by the way, I said go fuck yourself, Ben. I meant to say David Berry Jr. I don't know where Ben came from. If your name is Ben and you're listening, please...
No backsies.
Okay, no backsies. So you still have to also go and fuck yourself.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I would like to say thank you so much to Catherine Benson, who chucked us a few bucks via PayPal through westideaofalltime.com. God bless you. There's no message there, so maybe Catherine sent us an email or something later, which we'll find. Oh, but right now, Guy, I've got a bloody picture on an email, which is good. I'm just waiting for it to load. Oh, my God, this is amazing. So we've got like a huge sheet of paper and a lot of drawings on top of it, which I think explore different aspects of Grown Ups 2 that we got through in the season. We've got one beautiful image here that says, "Welcome to Stanton." And it's got a big Kmart in the middle and the sun shining. We've got a deer with a big pink bra on its antlers. We've got a school bus. Ah, there's all sorts of stuff going on here. This is brilliant. We've got a gun brandishing cop outside a Kmart and a school bus.
What are the materials used on this picture?
I would say the medium is coloured pencil, if I had to guess. But let's read the email. This is really beautiful. I'm going to post this on the Facebook. Artistic interpretation of what existed in my mind after 52 weeks of pods. Debuted this bad boy right before the first watch party with some mates. Cheers. And that's from Philip. I hope he doesn't mind me saying this. Linfoot. God, it's good. I'm gonna post this.
Yeah, you, you should.
So everyone can enjoy it.
Thank you so much, Philip. I'm looking forward to seeing that picture myself.
You take over, Guy. I'm going to cuddle a dog.
Hey, Timbo and Guy. I've wanted to send a message to you two boys for a very long time, and now I've finally got around to doing it. I'm a self-employed musician, drummer, in the northeast of the UK. And for the last 4 years, I've had a job playing drums for a pantomime show. These Christmas seasonal performances typically last around 70 shows, with 2 shows a day. With only a few days off between the end of November and mid-January. The work quickly changes from being fun and interesting to the depths of what a human can mentally endure. A lot of it is audience-dependent, the audiences consisting of families being generally the best, since the adults can laugh at the rude jokes. But the audiences consisting of primary school kids are a bit more lackluster in laughs. But what they lack in a developed sense of humour, they more than make up for in the sheer eardrum-bursting power of their screams. There's 4 of us in the band, me on drums, a bass guitarist and 2 keyboard players with 2 keyboards each, making all the cheesy sounds you could possibly imagine. Over the course of the 2 months, we slowly get driven insane, quoting the show in our spare time, amongst any other kind of coping strategies we can come up with to survive. The band usually have little, "that part was good tonight," or "that joke bombed tonight," quite like your own Shining Light segment. We also talk about the plot holes and delve into the lore of the show and possible theories and explanations of what could have caused such grievous plot holes. I feel the similarities between how we cope mentally and how you two fine gentlemen structure the worst idea of all time. I just found out you're going to be doing another season of the worst idea of all time. It's a potent mix of emotions, excitement, dread, anxiety. As long as you guys come out of the year with your mental state relatively intact, then what could go wrong? This last bit is just for Tim. Sorry, Guy. And then they actually didn't write that last paragraph at all.
Oh, what?
No, they did. I'm just choosing not to read it.
Oh, man. Come on, Guy. What does it say?
"Much love from the UK. Wish you both the best holiday season. Say my name, James Carmichael."
Wow, you're really not going to read it, huh?
"Are you playing drums still, Tim? Having followed you guys for such a long time now, I was stoked when I'd seen those little Instagram clips of you on the drums. If I remember correctly, they were part of a show you were doing, but I can't remember much else. I hope you're still playing."
Yeah, man, I bought a children's drum. Well, it's not. It is sort of a children's drum kit, but it's not a toy drum kit. It's a real drum kit. It's just miniature. And I still have them, to answer your question. I have not been taking lessons, but I would like to. I took lessons when I was a young boy. for not long, and it just kind of stuck with me. Love
when I was a young warthog. When I was a young warthog. It's from The Lion
King.
Damn it.
That would have been so funny. I just realized that the very next email I had was the exact same message from James Carmichael, and I could have read that paragraph when you refused to. Fuck. What a messed up. Here's one from Brody, though. Dearest Timbo and Guy Guy, having just listened to your most recent Friend Zone, I'll note that this was sent on Christmas Eve in the year of our Lord 2018. Having just listened to your most recent Friend Zone, I became curious about something. A fellow friend of the show mentioned that the knife was their patron saint, and it got me wondering. I was hoping you might be able to give a briefer extended history of the knife / knives. Are you still a knife guy, Tim? And if so, what knife should we be praying to now? Keep up the good work, gents. Say my name, Brody Robinson. Well, the first knife was purchased at a closing down sale of a dairy, or what you call a convenience store in America, in central Auckland, where I live. And it was a weird little kind of flick knife thing, made people very nervous when I brandished it, especially Guy. And then I lost it in a trip to the United States because I... did not put it in my checked-in luggage, did I, Guy? Took it through security, I did.
That's exactly what you did.
And then I bought another one, which was very similar, in New York City, when we went over to do some live shows. And wouldn't you know it, I did the exact same thing again, and the knife got taken by airport security once more. I believe there was a third knife, but I can't even remember what happened to that one. But there was recently, and ever so briefly, a fourth knife, so brief that I don't think Guy even knows about it, which was when I went on a big hike, a multi-day hike in the bush with some friends over the Christmas New Year period just been. We bought a knife, which was ambitious, to cut the fish that we were definitely going to catch, and then we didn't. And I inherited said knife. And then I promptly lost it, like immediately lost it. So I had it for about a day. So the answer is the spirit of the knife will live on forever. It is not made manifest in physical form currently as I speak, but I'm always on the lookout to find another vessel to sort of bestow that knife energy.
I honestly like it less when you don't have a knife.
Yeah,
because the idea of what, you know, what might happen, the fear of that is greater than, you know, you just holding a small knife.
But and the way you phrase that with the double negative, Guy, I think is very indicative of how much you don't want to admit to that fact.
Hi there, good boys. I don't have a clever name for you. Also, I don't know if this is friend zone quality. Well, You've got the self-awareness to have passed the test. Ever since hearing the announcement on Deathblight 4 about the new season, I've been considering sending you two a suggestion for helping watch the movie together, but delayed on it, thinking that it wouldn't be of any use. But listening to the second episode and Tim Sorrow's, I'm 5 minutes in as I type this, I thought it was worth it. Though, I noticed that this being after the New Zealand International Film Festival, and you saying on Deathblight you'd been saving up episodes, this will actually be getting to you a little late. Anyway... I'm a lonely internet nerdlinger, and I live in Australia, and all my friends are in other countries, mostly America. And we watch movies and such together all the time using the website rabb.it. It can be a bit janky at times, because it feels like the site is expanding its number of users faster than its servers can cope with it. So sometimes we'll go to use it, and it will be down for maintenance or some such. Or they'll have just updated it and it will work worse. I know Justin McElroy is aware it exists because he mentioned it on the second the Adventure Zone episode where he said he used to sometimes jump into public rooms to spy on people experiencing the Adventure Zone episodes for the first time. So maybe you boys already know it exists. If not, the site is hard to explain, but there's like a shared web browser inside your web browser, and if you can find a thing to watch, it will be synced up for all of you, and then there's optional text chat, video chat, voice chat. Some of it sucks, but some of it's good, and I don't know other services to do the same thing to let me be antisocial. I don't want this to seem like an ad for a website. That pisses me off a lot. I don't want this to seem like an ad for a website that pisses me off a lot, though, so maybe not friend zone material. I just want you two to get to watch the movie as close to like being physically together as possible. Reduce the madness, eh? I need to go back into this episode and also get dressed. I just got out of the shower and I'm a massive fucking procrastinator. Seeing this seemed more important than clothes. My laptop is burning my foot. See you, boys. Danny.
What a journey. Danny's the man. I've never heard of that website, have you?
I have not heard of that website, no. But certainly something to look into for future records. Thank you so much, Danny, for that correspondence. Have you got what? Do you want to wind it up, Tim, with one more?
I just want to say that website sounds real cool, and I'm going to check it out, Danny. Very cool indeed. Layla. Yo, Tim and Guy, during my freshman year of college at UC Berkeley, a strange girl wandered into my room before I was headed to a party. As I was getting my fruit-themed costume ready, she started challenging my very conservative roommates to rap battles and meowing on the floor when everyone stopped paying attention to her. She has since been one of the funniest and one of my favourite people I've ever met, and 2 years later we are close friends. For the first year of our friendship, however, I only knew her by the name Rat King. I am a regular listener of The Worst Idea of All Time, and it was not until one episode in which you guys went off on some improv side tantrum and started imagining Putin braiding together the tails of rats into a rat king like some demonic flower crown that I realized this was where my friend found her self-proclaimed title. She turned me onto your show during our sophomore year when I was lost in the quagmire of deciding my major between media studies and whatever else. And somehow the chaotic disarray of your comedy duo kept me sane every morning during my dog walks. So thank you for your service. I hope you both tour in Los Angeles or San Francisco sometime, as I would love, love, love to see you both at a live show. From the genesis of Rat Woman, Layla Chamberlain. 10 out of 10 post.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And what a wonderful way to end this catch up.
It was the very spirit of what the Friend Zone is, Guy. Friends, becoming friends, using the podcast. I love it.
Enjoying the benefits of friendship. I love it too. I love you. I love Rufus, even though I haven't met Rufus. I hope you have a wonderful day and achieve everything you set out to do. And that message is not just for Tim, but for anyone listening. And I hope
loves you.
Beat Ken's ass at basketball.
Yeah, best of luck with that. But also best of luck to Ken. So in a way, best of luck to no one.
Noted. Well, that's it from us. See ya.
Well, it's the Friend Zone. With Tim and Guy, come to the Friend Zone. And have a good time. Yes, it's the Friend Zone. With Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.